मुद्दे में भगवत भक्ति योग प्रयोजित ज्ञानतयासु वैराग्यम ज्ञानम चल रहा है दिस भक्ति पाठी डिफाइन इज ऑफ टू काइंड वैदिक एंड वैराग्य वेर हियरिंग भागवतम इफ ए ग्रीट कम्स दैट आई शुड सर्व कृष्ण लाइक सुमन सखा मधुमंगल लाइक मदर यशोदा नंद बाबा especially like Gopi. Then, by this greed, if anyone bring this bhakti, then it will go up to Guru Vrindavan. And where there is no greed, by hearing, if he will not do bhakti, then you have to go to hell. By this fear, anyone introduced in bhakti, then by the bhakti. Especially, if you have greed, then this bhakti state goes up to sneha, man, prane, raag, anurag, भाव महाभाव रूढ़ अधिरूढ़ मोदन मोहन एंड मादन अप टू माधव इज भक्ति वेरी स्पेशल एंड इफ देयर इज नो ग्रीड देन एविडेंस मे कम एंड योर भक्ति विल बी मिक्स्ड विथ then up to Vaikuntha. But for Guru Vrindavan to be the main servant of Radhika, this greed, Radhika, is essential. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, anarthik charim chirat karuneha vatirnaha karom samarvaitum for to be to distribute for this manjari book to serve Radhika. So if you are very fortunate, very, very fortunate, very fortunate, that you have come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. But keep your hands here and realize that how much I am following the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Bhagavatam. If you are totally following, renounce will come surely. It is bound to come. And all tattva, jiva tattva, maya tattva, prema tattva, krishna tattva, radha tattva, must come. If not coming, no realization, it means that there is some loophole in our practices. Try to work. Correct. Try to repair. There is no time. At any time, earthquake may come. And less are tired. So many things happen, you see. So by heart and soul you should try to practice this bhakti yoga. Especially dharma sunistita, unsa, vishak same kathasuya, no padya jadiratim samayevahi cheyala. We should try to hear first from Gurudev, from Siddhartha, We can read Srimad Bhagavat, but you know that all Mayavadi read Bhagavat. They explain also Bhagavat, but no bhakti. Aham Brahmasmi Tattvamasmi. So, jab Bhagavat padho, Vaishnavera sthane, go and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma sponishita. Unsan Vishwak Sein Katha Suja. Those who have taste in Hari Katha, in the sweet pastimes of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knows Bhavya Dijadira Sing Samay Eva Hi Kevala. Then, your brain is only for death. It goes death. New death. So, you should try to hear and to follow both at a time. And you will see that very soon, Krishna will come in your heart. Dharma sunishtita punsam. Dharma prajjita kaito atta karma nirmat saranam satam. Vastu sivadam tapatrayon mulam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krite kimpa parai visvara. Sridya avaruddhate Krishna. Pitri susvistakha. If you have taste in hearing, then, oh, Krishna will come in your heart. Radhika will come in your heart. Especially, Srimatam Swagata Krishna, Munya Samana Kirtana, Vedyantasto Jhavadrani Vidhano Swahit Swata, again. Very important. This is the perhaps essence of both Srimad Bhagavatam. Only this some line of first and no third adhyaya.
Srila Gurudev is now coming to the sequence of shlokas in this second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And here, Srila Supa Goswami is describing how, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, the most miraculous effects will take place in the heart of the listener. First of all, he quotes the verse, Srimatam Svakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Pridyantaksto ki abhadrani vidhunoti suhritsatam. So here the shloka is telling that Svakata Krishna, or in other words Krishna Katha, the topics of Krishna which are there in this Srimad Bhagavatam, Svakata means his very own performance of his own activities. And that this Krishna Katha, this Srimad Bhagavatam, is non-different than Krishna himself. So, when someone is hearing these topics, Srimadam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana, the hearing, the Shravana and the Kirtan, the chanting of this, is topmost Punya. It is the most transcendental purifying activity. Ki abhadrani. Within the heart of the listener, there are many abhadras. We have so many anarthas, unwanted things, inauspicious things that are within our heart that are preventing us from attaining pure bhakti and going forward in our eternal path of spiritual life. So the miraculous effect of Srimad Bhagavatam is that when one listens to this Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna himself who is situated within the heart of the listener, he takes notice. Oh, this person is hearing about me. Hridayam kaksto. Krishna is within the heart. And when he sees that he is hearing, then the abhadrani vidunoti suhrit satam. Now he becomes the suhrit, means the well-wishing friend, the dearmost friend of the soul. And he begins to act in a favorable manner by vidunoti, by cleansing the heart of all of these unwanted abhadras. So the powerful effect of the Srimad Bhagavatam is such that if someone listens to it from an authorized personality, oh, then automatically his heart begins to be cleansed. Then, nashtakrayeshu avadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishiki. Now, when the abhadras, nashkat prayeshu abhadreshu, when these inauspicious things within the heart, when they become somewhat removed, almost completely removed, not fully, almost removed, then nashkat prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya, by the process of constantly hearing and chanting the Srimad Bhagavatam, and also serving the personality who is the embodiment of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are two types of Bhagavatams, the Granta Bhagavat, the Shastra, and the Bhakta Bhagavat, the personification of the Shastra. So Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, when someone is constantly serving both the Srimad Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Then what occurs is he attains the platform of steadiness in his bhakti. Naishtiki bhakti. That means that his bhakti is no longer anishtita. Anishtita means unsteady, disturbed by so many different practices that are detrimental for bhakti. So then after this takes place, nashta prayeshu avadreshu, then jadarajas tamo bhava kama yobha dayaschaye cheta etair anavidham stitam sattve prasidati. So now at this point, the effect of the modes of raja and tamagun, that means passion and ignorance, which cause lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy. All of these things are caused by the effect of those modes of nature. So tada rajas tamobhava kama lobha dayaschaye cheta etair anavidham. By this process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, now the consciousness, the soul, becomes unaffected by those lower modes of nature, and stitam sattve prasidati, now he enters into the realm of pure goodness, sattva gun, and his heart becomes very satisfied by this. Now he becomes more and more qualified to render pure bhakti. And then, evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavad tattva vijnanam Bhakta Sangasya Jayate Evam Prasanna Manaso. Now, by performance of this Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, his mind becomes prasanna, very satisfied by this transcendental taste. Always he's experiencing happiness, prasanna manasa, and his mind is taking pleasure and relishing the transcendental taste of pure bhakti and hearing and chanting about Krishna. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata bhagavad tattva vijnanam mukta sanghasya jayate. Now, the transcendental realization, bhagavad tattva vijnanam, now he begins to realize what is the transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Bhagavad tattva, he begins to, within his heart, have realization of that transcendental truth. And mukta sangasya jayate. Now he begins to attain complete liberation from all the effects of this material existence. And then finally, Bhidyate Hebrilaya Grantis Chintyante Sarva Samshaya Kshiyante Chasya Karmani Drishta Evatmanishvare. So Bhidyate Hebrilaya Grantis. Here there is a description that within our heart there is a knot which has tied our heart by all of these lower effects of passion and ignorance and such. And this knot becomes pierced now by the powerful effect of Srimad Bhagavatam and the powerful effect of pure bhakti. Vidyate hridaya granti. Now the knot in the heart is loosened. And chityante sarva sankshaya. Any kind of doubts, any kind of misunderstandings of what is the absolute truth, now all these doubts also become slashed. Kshiyante chasya karmani. And this endless cycle of birth and death and karmic reactions which are keeping us here in this world lifetime after lifetime, now this chain of repeated reactions becomes terminated and drishta evatma nishvare. Now he gains the realization that I, Atma, is the eternal servant of the Supreme Atma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And he begins to actually experience that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. So by this power of the Srimad Bhagavatam, now all of these effects will come, and then one will enter actually into the path of bhakti in the higher levels, as Srila Gurudev has described, coming into the higher levels of bhav and praying and all of these. So this is the glory of the Srimad Bhagavatam.